Witches are in your city right now, and they are releasing the powers of darkness. Some of them are releasing the powers of death. Some of them are releasing the powers of witchcraft. The question is, what are you going to do about it? As for me and my house, we stand our ground. We will not back down. We will not budge. We will run to the battle line and deal with this witchcraft. This is a season of witchcraft. Witches are ascending on cities all over the world in droves. Children are in danger from evil people who prey upon the innocent during dark celebrations. Even the media is propagating wickedness. Retail outlets are making small fortunes selling evil costumes. And this is the worst part of all. Listen closely. Some in the church are even propagating this wicked holiday called Halloween. Listen, we are in a season where darkness is not only celebrated, it's glorified. And as children of light, we are called to let our light shine. One way we do that is through prayer. Engaging Jehovah Gabor in the war with the assurance that darkness can never overcome the light, but we have to let our light shine. We must do our part. For our part, we're standing. We're having a prayer rally against this darkness, harp and bowl, aggressive prayer, shouting down the principalities. Listen, we are going to stand against it at Awakening House of Prayer. What are you doing in your church? What are you doing in your city? Paul the Apostle spoke very clearly, have no fellowship with the fruitful deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. Ephesians 5:11, expose them. We need discernment sometimes to expose them. Some of this is right under our nose. Some of this is happening right before our eyes. The demons don't even try to hide because there's so many in any given city who are given over to darkness, who are given over to lust, who are given over to sorcery, the gentlemen's clubs, the palm readers' shops, the little shop of horrors. We need to stand in our cities. We can expose wicked plots of wicked spirits and wicked men and shut them down through intercession. We have authority. You have authority. We need to stand on the watchtower and peer into the enemy's camp and forbid his plots and plans in our cities and in our nations. We need to be like Elisha, who saw into the enemy's bedroom and heard the plots and plans and thwarted them at every turn. But too many are afraid of the warfare. Listen, of course, we're going to experience spiritual warfare and persecution. Jesus said all who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will face persecution. And some of that persecution comes from the wicked one, comes from the enemy. The question is, are you going to stand up for righteousness? Are you going to stand up for holiness? Are you going to be the light, or are you going to hide your light under a bushel? I know if you're listening to me still, you're going to rise up and fight. And I want to equip you to do that. There's a couple of ways we're going about it. Please, please, please join us in Awakening Prayer Hub's monthly theme. These prayer points are available to all. You don't have to be part of the movement to pray the prayer points. We would love for you to join with us, over 300 leaders strong in almost 100 nations as of the time of this recording. We want you to join us, launch a hub, sponsor a hub, join a hub, get involved. But our prayer theme this month is pushing back the powers of darkness. You can join us on YouTube on Friday night, jenniferleclaire.org/events, or just if you're not in South Florida and you can't come in person to our prayer rally, join us online, pray with us online, youtube.com/awakeninghop. That's Awakening House of Prayer, youtube.com/awakeninghouseofprayer. But I'm going to give you these prayer points. Some of it's just, you know, common sense, but some of you haven't been trained in this realm, and I want you to do this the right way. So number one, repentance. Pray the prayer of repentance that it would sweep first in our hearts. We need to repent before we go into warfare always. We must always repent before we go into warfare. But pray for the spirit of repentance to sweep through your city, leading people to turn from their sinful ways. and ask forgiveness. Get into identificational repentance mode and ask for repentance, ask for forgiveness rather, for any wrongdoings in your city or even in the history of your city. We need spiritual discernment and wisdom. That's number two. We need spiritual wisdom and discernment. Ask God to give intercessors, including you. Ask God to give intercessors, parents, teachers, police officers, and other people wisdom and discernment to recognize the signs of witchcraft and evil influences and to overturn them. How to go about it. There's a strategy for every battle. Number three, we want to pray to expose hidden darkness. Ask God to reveal and expose any hidden places or individuals involved in witchcraft or occult practices in your city. Let them be exposed. Let them be defeated. An enemy exposed is an enemy defeated, but an enemy that's hidden cannot be forbidden. So ask God, expose them, Lord, expose them, all the dark covens underground. It's one thing to see the little shop of horrors on the corner of your street in a city. It's another thing to go underground where the deep work of witchcraft is actually taking place and expose it. All right. One, two, three. Number four, ask for divine protection. Ask God to place a protective shield over your life, over your city, over the people in your city, guarding it against all forms of evil and harm. Number five, break witchcraft assignments. Ask God to break and cancel any assignments, and you take your authority in agreement with God, break any and cancel any assignments of witchcraft or dark powers that are operating in your city. Declare they have no power or authority in your city. Take that stance. Do it for Jesus. Number, what are we at? One, two, three, four, five. Number six, binding evil spirits. Binding evil spirits. So invoke the power that's in the name of Jesus to bind and cast out any evil spirits or demonic forces that may be influencing people in your city. Number seven, tear down strongholds. Pray for the breaking of any spiritual strongholds that may be holding your city captive to evil influences as we speak. Now, we also want to plead the blood of Jesus. It's not in my notes. It's not in my prayer points that you can find at awakeningprayers.com. I'll show you where that is in a minute. We want to pray for the conversion of witches and evildoers. We want to pray that they'll get saved. Pray for the conversion. Pray for the salvation of those involved in witchcraft, that they may turn away from wickedness and embrace the light of Christ. And we want to pray for the Holy Spirit's fire. Pray for the Holy Spirit's fire to purify and cleanse your city, consuming all forms of evil and witchcraft. I often pray for the heavens to be purged with the blood of Jesus. And finally, pray for witness. Now, these are suggested prayer points, guys. You can go deeper. This is your jumping off. This is your launch pad. Pray for wisdom for law enforcement in particular, that they would carry out their duties justly and protect the innocent. Now, remember, awakeningprayerhubs.com. I want to pray in just a minute. Listen, keep listening. Awakeningprayerhubs.com. Join the movement. Be part of a company of militant intercessors. I lead a prayer army in the nations. You could be one of them. I raise you up. I make a way. I give you the tools that you need to succeed, because there are eternal rewards for intercessors. Awakeningprayerhubs.com. If you want to join us for our prayer rally, if you're in South Florida, come in person. If you're not, then watch online at Awakening House of Prayer. I'm sorry, YouTube.com/AwakeningHop. YouTube.com/AwakeningHOP. And please make sure that you follow us while you're over there. Now, these prayer points, you're going to find them in English, Spanish, Chinese, and French. You're going to first see the Spanish one. Scroll down if you're looking for the English ones. Go to awakeningprayerhubs.com/globalprayerroom. awakeningprayerhubs.com/globalprayerroom. Amen. I want to pray for you even now. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you that you are a good father. There's no one like you, and you take and you make the crooked places straight. We take authority even now over the witchcraft in our city, and we command it to flee in Jesus' name. We ask you, Lord, to expose hidden darkness in our cities. Bust up witch covens in the name of Jesus. Lord, protect us from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet. We break the power of witchcraft and every evil force and every spirit. We break and bind it in the name of Jesus. We tear down these spiritual strongholds, ancient strongholds, and we ask you, Lord, to release Holy Ghost fire in the name name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord, for wisdom and discernment that we would war rightly. We ask you for prophetic revelation and for the conversion of witches and evildoers. And I thank you, Lord, for raising up intercessors in every city of the world to stand against darkness, not only in this month, but in the months ahead. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Guys, I would love to see you as part of Awakening Prayer Hubs. If you're in the nations, use the code NATIONS in the checkout to check us out for a free, for 1 month for free, awakeningprebs.com. Join the movement, get equipped, join us for the prayer rally Friday night. Guys, I love you. Have a breakthrough day.